The Prime Minister was worried. When the Prime Minister worried, the rest of the Cabinet worried too. The PM had always been a hardliner, a firm believer in the creed which says the only way to deal with political opposition is to crush it before it has a chance to destroy you. The PM steadfastly refused to give in to the demands of terrorists, strikers, football hooligans, foreign powers, liberal sentiment. The demands could not be met. McDonald's and Burger King could not be legislated out of existence. Cars could not be banned from inner cities. Public transport could not be offered as a free service, subsidised entirely out of taxes. The terrorists had taken control of the National Gallery. They were threatening to blow it up if their demands weren't met by midnight. The SAS would have to be sent in. Human lives didn't count. What mattered were the countless treasures inside the building. A few squaddies meant less than nothing when gambled against the nation's heritage. The orders went through. The building had been surrounded for many hours. A military psychologist was using a telephone to communicate with those inside. "It takes time to organise these things," he was saying. "Can you extend your deadline?" "No," Case replied. "We calculated the time these things should take, which is why we gave you until midnight tonight." Edward hadn't expected his demands to be met. He'd simply felt it necessary to make a stand. Eco-veganism needed martyrs. His life meant nothing when gambled against the fate of the earth. Catfish Christine and Wayne understood the risks they were taking. Chicken Feed too, which presumably explained why he'd slinked off, instead of smuggling arms into the building. The SAS had orders to liberate the National Gallery. Until the commandos moved in, the Ronnie Lee Field Unit had not been endangering anyone's life. Case knew the SAS would be deployed against him. He held a plunger in his hands. He'd wait until he was sure they were in the building. He wanted to take a few of the bastards with him when he died. He could hear canvases being slashed in an adjacent room. Christine, Catfish and Wayne were an asset when there was a task to be carried out. It was their help which had enabled Case to overpower the guards. But when it came to sitting tight, the three sorts had no patience. The SAS entered the museum by a rear window. Edward began to count backwards. 10, 9... The troops were fanning silently through the building, moving stealthily and with great speed. They met no resistance. 7, 6, 5. Case was muttering under his breath. There were shots in the next room. Case didn't bother to complete his countdown. He pushed the plunger home. The commandos were amazed at the ease with which they shot down three of the guerrillas. They were advancing on the next room when the blast flung them back. The charges were wired in a sequence. Masonry was falling all around the SAS unit, crushing them. The deaths would not worry the Prime Minister.